something you owned in to get exchange that for some money.
A pawn shop. I don't think I know anything else. But...
And what do they have, a CB radio there or what?
No, they have a tape recorder. I don't know who they tape, but I hear the noises coming through the wall.
What would you call a tool that you can use for getting together leaves, twigs, and so forth on the lawn?
A rake. It'd be a lawn rake, probably.
What would it be made out of?
Springy metal tines on a wooden pole.
What about the one that you could use if you wanted to... on a garden.
I'd call it a garden rake if it's that flat one with teeth in it like a wide-tooth comb on a pole.
And the thing you could use in a garden for, it's got teeth and you use it for digging up potatoes or something like that?
Cultivator is what I'd call it. And I have a little hand one I call a hand cultivator.
What does it look like when you can...
It looks like a... hoe, but instead of having a hoe blade, it's got teeth.
Uh-huh. What about the large one?
The large one's the same way. It's got a long hoe handle, and then the teeth crook over at a right angle to the handle.
How's that different from the garden rake?
A garden rake is wide. It may have a blade about, 18 inches long even, and it has many more teeth. A cultivator wouldn't be over about 6 inches wide, maybe not that wide. And it would have fewer teeth. The cultivator would probably have 4 or 5 teeth, and the garden rake would have shorter tines on it, and it would be longer and have more tines on it.
What would you call a thing that looks like what you eat with? The one that is that what you're referring to?
A little fork, a garden fork.
What about the large one like that?
You mean it looks like a shovel, but it's got teeth on it.
Right.
I don't know that I ever called it anything except a fork, garden fork. And then the little one is what I would use now. It's a garden fork.
What would you use if you wanted to, the thing is, it's got kind of a saw that you'd use. It's a, you wouldn't have to use manual.
A power saw?
Anyway.
Chainsaw? Hmm? Chainsaw.
Okay. And the kind of a lawnmower that you'd have to push.
A push mower or a hand lawnmower.
Now is that...
A rotary, a reel mower. That's called a reel mower when it goes around and the blades are like that and curved.
Now do any of those things you mentioned, are they gas or are they...
Oh no, those are all hand tools.
What about the one that you...
A power mower that you don't have to push?
Well, both. Oh. A power mower that you do push and a power mower that you don't.
I wouldn't necessarily distinguish those. If I wanted to distinguish, I would say a self-propelled mower for one that you didn't have to push. I would call a power mower one that has a gasoline engine or an electric cord that goes around and around by itself, but you may or may not have to push it to guide it.
What would you do?
Call it a power mower if you would... push it, and I might call it a self-propelled mower if you just stood behind it and guided it around turns and it moved by itself.
What if you could ride on it?
I call it a riding mower or a lawn tractor.
And the thing you can use for trimming the hedge?
Hedge clippers, hedge shears, garden shears.
Is there any difference?
Not to me.
Are they hand or power?
Could be either. If you say, if you call them power clippers, then they would be powered. I would think, if I said hedge clippers, I would think of the hand-done ones.
Mm-hmm. What's something that's electrically heated, and you can use it for frying eggs or whatever?
Electric skillet. Okay. It's also an electric frying pan, but I always say my electric skillet.
And the thing you use for cleaning, getting up dust on the floor?
Like floors. A vacuum. I might call it a vacuum cleaner. I probably would just call it a vacuum. I would never call it a Hoover.